Nature Photography and Delayed Gratification. This is the Wild Eye Podcast. Hey everybody, my name is Jerry, I'm from Wild Eye, and a quick story to get us going. So this has actually happened more than once, but I'm going back to 2018-19. Instagram was at its peak, photographers were crushing it, and I was in the Morra camp, and I had a client there that we would head out in the morning, we would shoot throughout the entire morning, and then come back, lunch, as you guys know, the run of the Morra camp, and then we would go and do some processing. And the goal for this person was to post one image per day while she was traveling. And then once we now processed the image, we chose the correct one, she would literally go and post the image onto Instagram and then put the phone down and carry on. And I kid you not, like 5 or 10 minutes later, we jump back on Instagram, refresh, see how many likes there are on the image, and then delete it from there. Because maybe if I posted at a different time, I could get more likes. Now, this is just one way in which Instagram and social media has changed the way that we see our own photography. And I think it's a big problem. Not only because you start shooting for other people, you start shooting for likes. And I know a lot of you are saying, yeah, no, we shouldn't do that. But you're also doing it. We're almost in autopilot when we go and look at likes, when we go and look at who checked our story, whatever the case is. But more than that, it, especially on a trip, it takes you away from the experience. So my question to you is, when you're out in the field and you're photographing, right, where do you get the most satisfaction? Where do you get the most gratification? Is it the moment where you click the shutter and then immediately look at the back of the screen? Is it clicking the shutter, then waiting until you get back to camp and then you download and then you see your images? Or is it maybe once you've worked your entire process of editing and processing and then seeing the final version? Or is it maybe when you do something with that image, when you print it, when you put it on social, when you submit it to a competition, whatever it is? So where in the process do you fall? Where in that continuum do you fall? Because I've seen people miss amazing moments from an experience and photography point of view and miss amazing images because they are chimping, right? They click the shutter and immediately the camera comes down to the lap, the head drops down, and we scroll through the images we just took. Is it because we doubt ourselves? Is it because I want to know exactly how good my image is? I need that immediate gratification that I nailed the shot. But that comes at a cost. And the cost is your photographic experience. I also think that by doing that, you're overloading your photographic voice, your photographic mind, in that it's just going all the time. Because you're looking through the camera, it's processing, it's telling you, ooh, look at that, I think you like this, I like that. And then immediately after you've done that, there's never a point for your photographic mind, comma, and your experience to just exhale and live in the moment, right? Immediately start chimping and look at it. Immediately get to the camp, start downloading. Or in some instances, in the vehicle, download it to your phone with the newest app and process it and have it on Instagram 2.47 seconds later. It's a funny thing because the idea with photography in the past, you would shoot on film. I don't know how many of you actually did shoot film, but when you did that, you had to photograph and then you would wait. You would finish the roll, 2, 10 rolls, whatever it is. You would get home, probably spend a night if you were traveling. Then you would get it ready. You would go drop it off. There'd be a time lag. And then you would get your images back. And then you would have that delayed gratification of, oh, this is amazing. You would also have something which I think is one of the most valuable things for nature and wildlife photography, is that remembering the experience of just letting it sink in, right? That's a big deal. I think when we punch it so hard again and again and again, you start losing. I think you go into autopilot, and I don't think the gratitude is there for it, the appreciation for how amazing it is. So where do we fall and what should we be focusing on, right? Why is it such an important thing to not chimp immediately, to maybe even leave your images for that day and download the next day, right? I know a lot of you are like, oh my God, now I'm going to see immediately what I took. But I think there's value to letting the images sink in, right? To, yes, you get the immediate feedback of click, you can have a quick look, but don't jump, leave it, right? Let it just sit. I think waiting a certain amount of time will and does give you a certain amount of perspective. And when you then look at them later on, I think your ability to judge your images will be without the emotional connection driven by recency. You're not going to be still excited because the leopard went up the tree. You're going to look at the image and judge it critically. So the delayed gratification of looking at your images later on, of processing them later on, there's value there. I really think so. There's also, if you look at, you don't have to wait for 12 months or 24 months before looking at your images, right? But there is certain joy in not knowing. There's that excitement of, did I get the shot? I can't wait to see. When I get home, I'll have a look and see if I got it. When I get to camp even, I will see if I have it. Instead of immediately diving in and just scrolling along, right? All of the modern devices that we are using, and I'm talking phones, I'm talking all the best mirrorless cameras, the DSLRs, they're all literally nudging us to constantly check your settings, your process, your composition, because it's there. You're all the time being pushed towards achieving this brilliant image, the perfect composition, perfect focus, right? It's great, but if you put too much effort and focus on all of that, you're forgetting about the artistic side of it. Because how often, and this is an open question, how often during a trip have you stopped, looked at your camera when you're now out of it and you're just kind of scrolling through, chimping, and then you kind of judge it. Is it sharp? Is it contrasty enough? Is it this? Or do you go and look at the narrative and the storytelling of? Often it's hedged towards the technical side of it. Yeah? When you start going down there, you lose the connection with the moment, with your subject, with the environment, with the people around you, right? The camera becomes more important than where you actually find yourself. And that is probably one of the saddest things, especially in doing what we do, especially if you're out on safari or on a Svalbard expedition or walking on the glaciers in Iceland or making your way through the rainforest in Borneo. You're so stressed about what's on the memory card that you're losing the moment. Right? So the cost for delayed gratification, or sorry, the cost for instant gratification of checking it right now is the present moment. And you're losing that, and that's not great. I think there's a reason why over the last few years, more and more people bring a second camera and they shoot film. Right? Now you can't. You have to go analog. So film photography by nature, it's delayed gratification until you get home, until you've processed it yourself in your darkroom, until you've dropped it off at the local camera store, right? I strongly believe that even just that little bit of a break will give you a different outlook, a fresh perspective, right? And once you have that different outlook and that fresh perspective, the way you edit your images will be better. The way you process them, the way you catalog them, the way you decide which to delete. If you are posting captures on Instagram, the way you write about them, if you're doing a blog post, the way you write about it, right? Even to the point where and how you share that. There's a question that I often ask people on safari, and it revolves around, why do you do this? Why are you picking up your camera? And honestly, the majority of people don't answer it with, I have a project that at the end of this year, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. People are like, oh, maybe I will have an exhibition, maybe I'm going to try and sell prints, but I'm definitely posting on Instagram. The long-term project, right, where you're looking at months or years, that is kind of the pinnacle, that's like the nirvana, the holy grail of delayed gratification, right? The patience you have to deploy and the commitment you have to have to yourself and your craft and that final project, it's incredible what they would do for your photographic voice. The longer you sit on something, the more you think about it, right? But I think long-term photography projects are something that we all need to have so that you can get used to that delayed gratification of taking a raw file that you created and making it into something. It is a big deal. I really believe that to take that time, yeah? I think we all have two little versions of ourselves in our head. You've got the, I need to see this shit right now. And I've got the one that, hey, I'm just going to chill in the moment and then see down the line where this comes for. Right? Now, there are some studies that believe that delayed gratification is an emotional intelligence attribute, right? And that often it puts one other person's needs before your own. So you need to decide which voice in your head are you listening to the most. Is it the one that says, "Grr, I've just shot this picture, I need to look immediately"? Can you go back to camp, not download at lunchtime, sit and have a drink, enjoy being out in the beautiful nature wherever you find yourself, and maybe only do it the next day? Or do you need to see it right now? Because if you are so passionate and emotional about, "I need to see it right now," there's a very good chance that when you come to critting your images and to choosing the images and to processing them, you are still acting emotionally. You, for lack of a better term, you're acting from the limbic system, not from the prefrontal cortex, where there's more rational thought, where you can look more creative and based. This is better because of that. Yes, this one here, which I really like, gives me more emotion because the sighting was amazing, but it doesn't map to what the best photographic image really is. So, all in all, I think for me, I've been focusing heavily for myself and the clients I'm with on the experience of being out there, of the experience and the privilege of being in these amazing places we travel to. Yes, there are moments where I would do the photography, but I've been focusing on put my camera down, put my phone down. Don't immediately load it, send it to a WhatsApp group, load it to Instagram. Let it sit. It's like a fine wine, right? Let it sit for a while. Also, during a recent expedition I did up to Svalbard, I took a lot of images and video clips during the experience. I didn't look at a single one when I was out there. Number one, because I wanted to look back on it later on and have that rush of just, this is amazing, that I get from the delayed gratification. The second reason is I couldn't feel my hands, so I didn't want to be on my phone. But anyway, when I then got onto the plane flying home back to South Africa, then I pulled my phone out, I put some nice music on, and I started looking through these things. And it was way more valuable, way more meaningful, way more emotional, way more impactful just to me to look through the things later on. So I think if you're looking this year to travel and you're looking to do something with your photography, or let me cancel that. I'm going to start that sentence again. If this year you're looking to travel and you want to experience your photography differently and you want to have a fresh approach to your creative process and how you edit the images and all of that, right? I would say, look at how you look for the gratification from your photographic process. Decide for yourself where that is. Is that when you take the image? Is it when you look at it? Is it when you download it? Is it when you process it? Is it when you post it? Is it when you print it? Once you understand where you find most gratification, lean into that. And sometimes, right? Sometimes don't do that then, right? I've had people, and I've said this on trips, people who compromise their own photographic experience. For example, in the Masai Mara at our camp, where the moment they touch ground back at camp after getting out the vehicle, straight in front of the laptop, download, 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 must see it now. Come back in the evening when there's a beautiful campfire in one of the most beautiful African spots in the world, and people are behind their laptop, after dinner, behind their laptop, right? You don't have to do it then. It can wait, right? There's some people who find the great medium. They get in, they download the images, they have a look while it's downloading to make sure it's done, and then walk away, yeah? And then I've got the extreme, people who just don't even bring a laptop. They just bring enough memory cards, shoot, and when they get home, then they look at it. Now, it's not for any of us to say which is the most valuable process, but I do think it comes to, you have to ask yourself why. Why am I doing this? What do I want to get from this? Which part of this process do I enjoy most? These are great conversations to have. So if we are traveling together this year, let's have a drink, let's have a conversation, and discuss where, how, what, and why of your photography, right? Instagram, has changed the way we think about photography. You have to share it right now. But I'm saying you don't have to. Sit on it for a while. Look back at it. How many of you, maybe just to wrap up, have had this thing where you shoot and you think you lost a memory card, you forget about it. 3 years, 2 months, whatever later, you go back, you find this memory card, you think, what was this? Pop it in and you're like, holy shit, look at how cool this is. That's golden, man. That to me is more valuable than downloading on the fly and getting stuck into the moment, which is actually still going, but you're missing it because you're staring at your device. There it is. And maybe this is taking it just a little bit too far or too philosophical, but it's that the pursuit of happiness, yeah, is what I think a lot of photographers use as the yardstick when they're out in the field, the pursuit of happiness, the pursuit of the perfect shot, right? What if we flip that into the happiness of the pursuit and enjoy the entire process, because you're still going to get the image, but at least you're present throughout the entire ride. I'm going to leave it there. If you have any comments, guys, please get in touch. My email, jerry@wildeye.co.za, and on Instagram and social media, Jerry Van der Walt. I'd love to hear from you. Also, while we're at it, if you're on Spotify or Apple or wherever you listen to this, please subscribe to the podcast. I am looking to take this a little bit bigger, and you liking and subscribing would mean the world to me so that I can also start upscaling this thing, which I'm having fun with. This once a week on a Tuesday is working really well, and I have some ideas for the future. But if you can subscribe, I would love it if you do. Anyway, have a great day, guys. I'll chat to you in the next episode. My name is Jerry. I'm from Wild Eye. Bye for now.